welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My passenger today is Queen of the Podcasts. She's an author, a DJ, and every week she chats wonderfully to different celebrities about their happy place. Well, today her happy place is in first class on Allan Air. Yes, it's Fern Cotton!
Final boarding call for Fern Cotton. That's Fern Cotton. Final boarding call for
Fern Cotton, just come in now! Fern! Fern!
Thank you.
Look who we've got on board. Fern Cotton, how are you doing, Fern?
Oh, I'm great, thanks, Allan.
Oh, what kind of a traveller are you? What are you like on the plane? Do you take books, podcasts? What do you do on the plane?
Well, it's changed a lot over the years because of having kids. So before, I'd be very much like, get on, maybe have a little champs or a little drink.
Nice.
Maybe try and have a very long sleep if I was doing a long-haul flight.
Yes.
Have a nap and watch films. Then I went through the period of, oh, my God, I hate every bit of this experience of trying to get a buggy through the security section, which is so stressful.
Yeah.
So then being on the plane and the kid won't be put in the seatbelt that's attached to your seatbelt, and I've had projectile vomit on all sorts of things. I remember one experience with ham, like awful. and now I'm at the bit where I'm so grateful because my kids can now both watch an iPad and I can read a book. And I used to take it for granted, but now I'm like, I'm reading a book on a plane and it feels exceptional.
Yeah, oh, that's amazing.
It's beautiful.
Because obviously I've got no kids, but did you find people did give you stink eye when you came on?
Of course.
With kids? Yeah.
But then sometimes you pleasantly surprise them. Because I remember one trip we went to Rio with all four kids, which I don't advise at all. And Honey was a tiny baby, so obviously everyone's giving me death stares.
Yeah.
But she was a really good baby and she didn't make a noise. She slept most of the flight.
Yeah.
So on the way out, I was literally like, people were bowing to me, like curtsying on my way off. And I was like, I know.
Give her a Pride of Britain award.
Yes, please.
So where do you... Because I, when I put in Fern Holidays...
Oh, I dread. I'm actually... Okay, nervous.
No, no, right, no. And of course, Fern Cotton sizzles in bikini.
No,
I
awful.
Get that as well. And Alan Carr sizzles in Speedos. Dorset, now that's where I was born. Lulworth Code.
Lulworth Code.
Yeah, Dorset,
I
Portland.
Didn't know that. Yes. It's one of my favourite places on the planet.
Well, you said that. Is it Dumbledore you went to as
Durdledore.
Well? Durdledore. Oh, no, that's the one from
Harry Potter.
Oh, my God, yeah. I haven't been there, eh? Look at me pretending. But no,
I was born there.
But I've never been back there.
Oh, of course you haven't. It's one of my... Dumbledore, you plonker. No, Durdledore and Lulworth are two of my favourite places on the planet. I think they are exceptional. I love swimming in the sea there. The kids love it. We go rock pooling. It's on our doorstep. Like, you know, wherever you live in the UK, you can get there relatively easily on a train.
Yeah.
It's the dream. But of course there have been some... Oh, I'm thinking of some awful moments where I've been papped on holiday in Rio, where I just had a baby. Everything was headed south. There was lots of things going on with my body. And it was like, please don't pat me coming out. I'd been hit by a massive wave. I'd come out all bedraggled.
Oh, no, no, no. They all try and get you when you're getting out of a sun lounger.
Yes.
And no one, I mean, even, you know... You just can't look good, can you?
No, you can't do it neatly.
There's one thing where my back fat was actually stuck in the slats of the sun lounger. And as I got up, I felt like a transformer. I was half man, half sun lounger. But yeah, I mean, I don't know how they... it's not good. It's not good.
All right, Bert, come on, darling. Give us a photo. Very nice. Whoa, you're sizzling in that bikini. Whoa.
Where did you go as holiday as a child?
We did a mix of caravan in the Isle of Wight, which
nice.
We used to love. Sometimes we'd do Eurocamp in the south of France, ooh, which was well posh.
Yeah.
Because you go there and your tent's already up. It's ready to go. You've got beds in the tent. You've got a little kitchen area. We'd go with all my cousins. So we'd have a tent next to them. And that was just the best kids' holiday. Like we'd all be playing together or in the kids' club. My parents would be like drinking red wine somewhere in the tent. But it was brilliant, like great memories. Did the occasional sort of in the teen years, Mallorca, little Mallorca trip.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
But nothing fancy. I hadn't gone long haul in, you know, in my childhood until I got to, I guess, the age of 17 where I could afford my own ticket and I went out to see my family in the States. We only did France or Spain.
Yeah,
that was it.
Yeah.
But it felt like so exotic, obviously, as a kid, from like the suburbs to you're in Mallorca and there's palm trees and a beach and everything.
Yeah, it's lovely. Oh. I mean, what about holiday romances?
Oh, loads. Yeah. I was obsessed. And I'm actually still very good friends with one of my my first proper boyfriend, Tom. I met in Mallorca on holiday, age 15. Holiday romance
still
in Mallorca.
In touch.
So we dated on and off over the years, and now we're great friends.
Isn't that wonderful?
And he's from Dorset.
Which I know so well.
I know so well.
Low of Code and Dumbledore. Lovely. Yes.
I can't believe I said that.
Because this is not me fucking up. Smugglers. Right. Bay?
I haven't been there.
Okay, I bet that's not even there.
Is that another...
Smugglers Bay?
Is that from a cartoon?
Okay, yes, it was,
potentially, from a cartoon.
If you look out of the window to your left, you will see Hogwarts. If you look out to the right, you will see Dumbledore. Durdledore. Oh, damn.
Now, listen, obviously, you are the queen of podcasts, happy place. Do you travel to get to a happy place?
Yes, I mean, I think either geographically or metaphorically, sometimes you have to. So if I am feeling mentally awful, I will have to get out of that headspace by sometimes just even walking in the park and having a little mooch around and just looking at trees and disengaging from whatever's stressing me out.
Yeah.
Or sometimes do the inside work and do it with like doing a bit of meditating or yoga. Because I think you do still have some sort of journeying to do in that way. You've got to get from one place, which might feel a bit shitty and awful, to a better headspace. So I think it's really important that you either use moving your body to a new space or mentally getting a new space to feel better.
Well, that's a twist. And it's, you're talking about travel, but in your mind.
We're going deep, Alan Carr.
This is so deep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I think it's too deep for me.
We can go back to the surface to Mallorca if you want. Pina coladas and all that.
No, and then so where do you go? Is there a place, obviously I'm talking geographically now, is there a place you go where you know if you've booked that ticket, you're going to have the best time? It's going to sort your head out.
Yeah, I mean, Lulworth Cove every time. Like being in that beautiful cove and the sort of the calmness of the cove, but then seeing the sea out, you know, past the cove. And there's just something about being by moving water that is deeply therapeutic. And, you know, I think you can't stand in front of the sea and not be in awe of it. And then naturally and sort of subsequently, all of your little problems that you're worrying about go in the background a bit because you're going, oh, my God, what's going on here? The moon's pulling the tide in and there's
ripples. I don't get that.
And
I mean, that's insane, isn't it, that the moon is pulling the tide.
How can you be worrying about, you know, for me, I forgot my kids' shin pads or whatever when that's going on? You've got to get, like, the bigger picture. So getting in nature for me does that because you have to honour the cycles of nature and the grandness of what's going on that we're not in control of.
Oh, okay. So tell me abroad, where do you go for sexy time or you want to feel romantic? Is it Paris, Rome? Why are you giggling?
Sexy time hasn't happened for so long in terms of going away anywhere.
Is it me saying sexy time?
Sexy time. I'm
at that age now where it's quite creepy me saying it. I still think I'm quite young and then I'm like, sexy time.
Sexy time.
Sexy time. It is sexy time.
Sexy time.
No, do you jump on the Eurostar, go to Paris?
We used to Paris.
I don't know what happens there, but I'm just saying, you know, sometimes it's you know, you want to feel romantic.
I hear you. Yeah. No, I think for me and my husband, literally, like, booking into the local Travelodge would make us feel sexy at the moment because we are so, like, we have had no time alone because of the ridiculous pandemic. But before all this craziness, Paris, probably in a very cliched way, was our go-to.
Yeah.
Not like every weekend, maybe once a year, but it felt well special because it is so chic and beautiful. The architecture's amazing and all the restaurants are really beautiful and the food's amazing. And it just has an air of something gorgeous, doesn't it? I love it there. I love it there. So, yeah, probably Paris. But then I think we've got some great hotels in the UK that, give you a little bit of, you know, sort of romance and...
I think anything by the sea, what you're saying, I think things by the sea, sitting on a balcony looking out. Because I was in Salcombe just the other day, and I had the most loveliest time ever.
I bet you did. I bet you did.
So lovely.
Being by the sea is magical.
Do you, obviously because it's happy, happy place and everything, do you complain?
No. I'm awful at confrontation. Awful. Jesse is amazing. My husband, if there's something... that isn't quite right or, you know, and he's not sort of fancy or grand in any way, but if he feels like something, or even just in a friendship dynamic, if there needs something to be, something to be said, he'll quite confidently go into that space and deliver the news. Whereas I am like, oh, no, it's absolutely fine. Thank you so much. That's wonderful. Oh, I can't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't do it. I'm a massive, massive wuss. It makes my skin crawl thinking about having to complain. Even if someone brought me stone cold food, I would eat it.
Oh,
I would eat it.
Really?
Yeah, I think, who am I to complain? I can't complain. I can't do it. I'm too nervous. Like, even if, and it gets this bad, so I'm in a cab going somewhere, and they're listening to, like, a seriously terrifying news report and the air con's on really cold and I'm shivering, I will suffer until I get out of the car.
Oh.
It's pathetic. It's pathetic. But I don't feel like I can go, excuse me, do you mind if I'm just literally, my lips are blue and I can't listen to this radio station. Do you mind turning it off? I can't do it.
You're like
I suffer in silence.
I've done that where taxis dropped me off, clearly not at my house.
The wrong
and
place.
Still got out and then had to walk like a mile across fields.
Yeah, and you're like, it's fine.
It's fine, I can walk. I can walk, I've got legs.
It's fine.
I've got legs. I'm near Dumbledore, that's fine. It's only a quick
hike. What's wrong with us? And we communicate for a living. What's wrong with us?
No, that's our job.
I know.
What I love about your podcast is you do get juicy bits from people, isn't it?
See, so I don't mind doing that. I find great comfort in meeting someone in a place of pain or a place of confusion or difficulty. I love going there. Like, let's go there. Because also I will meet you there because I can go to that place in myself.
Yeah.
But all the everyday stuff of, oh, that this coffee's not what I, it's cold or whatever. Yeah. I can't do it.
Isn't that funny though?
Yeah.
With the Holly Willoughby one, and I'm so glad you said it because I still think about things that I've said in the past, and I still get that.
Of course.
Why can't I just let it go? When does it ever go?
Oh, no, she doesn't.
Like
she doesn't have that. She doesn't.
Why? No, she said that, didn't she?
I will wake up in the night sometimes, even if it's been a misinterpretation of what I wanted to say, and I didn't even say anything wrong, but something came out wrong, or I've been misrepresented in a way because of something I did or said. Mm. I can't let it go. I find it so. Yeah. Difficult to go, oh, it doesn't matter, it happened, it's in the past. Oh. I am full of regrets for silly things, not even things I've done with intention, but just accidental slip-ups.
It's the reliving. When does that ever go?
I don't know. When we make true peace with ourselves, Alan. I'm not there yet.
How will I make peace with myself?
Oh.
I'm still getting the word about that pap photo of me in Great Yarmouth.
In Dumbledore. Dumbledore.
Stop, Lisa. I'm going to think about that.
You think about that all night?
I'm in a cycle again.
I don't know. I think
you're
it's about...
You're sort my head out, Fern, but my anxiety's going through the roof.
I know. Okay, it's about self-acceptance because we can't rectify any of that. We can't fix all the problems that have happened.
Yeah.
None of them, and no one can. Even like Beyonce, we can't fix the stuff we've done in the past we regret. So we have to find acceptance in it, if not peace. And it's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
So you don't have the answer, though.
No, that's why I've still got a job, because I'm still looking for it. Otherwise, Happy Place wouldn't exist. I'd go, I know everything, let me tell you.
Of course it would just end.
But now I have to go, please tell me your secrets, because I'm failing at life and I can't cope. That's the podcast, basically, for anyone who's not heard it.
No, it's brilliant. And you get the best guests and you get so much out of them. It's really interesting. I mean, I've listened to the Philip Schofield one this morning, just talking so openly about
sexuality.
Oh, I
love that episode.
Oh, I know. Wasn't it just great?
He was so
brilliant. I saw him in
brilliant.
A totally different light.
I did. And I've known Philip on off since I was a teenager because we have the same manager. And I'd never had a conversation outside of how are you, how was your holiday to Portugal, whatever it might be. I've never had a conversation outside of that. I feel grateful that the space, Happy Place, exists. Because I think when I get into that space and the guest gets into it, we know where we're going.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be light and fluffy. We're going to go deep. And it's always going to be within their comfort level. I'm never going to push someone outside of that.
No.
But I'll be led by them. Where do they want to go with this chat? What do they want to explore? Mm. And I'll happily, be there and sit alongside them in that and also share my own stuff to kind of help relieve their anxiety around talking about things. So I feel forever grateful that I get to do that.
Yeah, yeah. And they must want it as well, because they really do open up. I mean, the Sam
Smith
one.
I think we all do, don't we? Yeah. I think we all want to just speak, like, say who we really are, rather than what everyone thinks we are, or the thing we try and project to everybody, that I'm this person.
Yeah.
Really, we want people to like us for who we are inside, which feels quite different to what we're projecting, you know. I think what I did...
the celebrity, that sheer of celebrity over the top, it's like cling film, isn't it? And it doesn't particularly make you feel fresh. You just sort of, people sort of assume, and
they're
dealing
do.
With a lot of projection, aren't you, as well?
You are. Like, I think, you know, the whole time I was doing Radio 1 and all the other stuff before, people expect that you're really bubbly and jovial the whole time, and you're always looking for levity and all this sort of stuff. And, you know, that is part of the job, but it's not, you know, inherently who I am. And I think now I just get to be who I am, and I'm not scared to do that, whereas I was terrified to do that before. Like, people won't like me if I'm just me. I have to be this fun person or this funny person or whatever it is.
And then I only put this voice on for likes.
That's so good. It's like Paris Hilton. She's got two voices.
No way.
Yeah.
What's the other voice?
Oh, my God, I made a documentary about her once. I don't think she'll mind me saying this.
No.
Let's hope not. She might listen. She might be a big fan of this podcast. So I went out and made a documentary about her years ago, like 15 years ago. We were with her for, like, weeks, over the course of weeks, but days dotted here and there. And we did all sorts of things. Like, we went and saw Kylie in concert. We got pissed up in Las Vegas, had a big all-nighter with her, like, some crazy things. And when I would do this with her, like, sit and interview her, she'd do the, like, little, oh, my God, voice like this. And then I went into her house one morning and we hadn't started filming. And she was walking down the stairs with her stylist and she was like, oh, my God, not those shoes. Get the other ones. And I was like, I don't understand. I can't. It's like seeing Mickey Mouse with his head off. I was like, I don't understand what's going on. It was absurd.
Did you think she was possessed?
No, I think that's her voice. Her voice is, like, really quite low.
Oh, my
and
God,
like...
that's what mine is like normally.
There's also that Michael Jackson thing. Someone told me he used to be
like
that.
No, he didn't really.
And then when he was on stage, he was like that.
We'll never know.
But this is...
P.S. I love Paris Hilton. I had a right crack with her.
Yeah,
we had
such
a laugh.
Good for her for having two. She's probably got five houses. Why can't she have two voices?
Two, right.
Yeah.
Have as many as you want.
Go on, love you, Paris Hilton. I wish I could change my voice.
Oh, that's so good.
Hello, sir. What would you like off the trolley? Panini? Oh, my God, they're so hot. So hot. The panini is so hot. Oh, my God, it's so hot. It's going to burn your mouth. It's so hot.
You seem very together. Do you have any holiday nightmares? Do you pack the first aid kit? You like that? Do you have your plasters?
No.
Do you ever lose your passport?
Yeah, done that. I used to be a very... chilled out traveller, because I was on my own a lot of the time, travelling for work around the place, and I'd be really like whatever about it, quite blasé and relaxed and not pack hardly anything. These days with kids, I am on high alert the whole time. I don't find the travelling bit fun anymore.
No.
I actually hate it. When I get there, I'm nervous for the first 24 hours. I'm checking all the windows locked properly.
Of course,
and
yes.
I'm an anxiety, like, lunatic. I can't get out of the fear element of, oh, my God, it's a new surrounding. And, you know, so I've had loads of holiday nightmares where I've panicked that I've booked the wrong place on the way there and I'm blaming myself for everything. Or one time I did book a really terrible hotel and I ended up, actually, went to dinner, had a couple of gins, thought, I'm not putting up with this anymore. I don't want to be here anymore. And I went upstairs, packed all of... This is when it was just me and my stepkids and my husband. My kids hadn't been born. And I packed all of our suitcases and checked us into another hotel room down the road, all within the time frame of about an hour. But because I was a bit drunk, I was like, this is totally doable. I can make this happen.
No.
And it was actually... It improved the holiday. It was a better holiday. Yeah, I have had some real shockers.
I love that gin flush you get when you...
Yeah, you get a bit excited. Like, I'm invincible. I can do this.
Gin woman. I'm gin lady.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. It was a good thing.
What is it that gin that makes you go do lally tap? There's something about gin. I don't get it with vodka. I'm fine with it, but gin.
I love gin.
Yeah, let's move that settee. I wonder what
Switch
like.
Things up. Let's switch shit up. It's the juniper power. Juniper power.
Yeah.
Something in it.
Where you're pissed and you've booked things like on Amazon or something, and then 3 days later when they arrive, you think you've got an admirer.
Oh, I haven't forgotten.
Oh, my God, I wanted this for ages. Who is this? Is it you across the road?
No, I've not had gin blackout and ordered things, no. But
I didn't say blackout.
I just
had a couple of gin.
A couple with me, a couple.
Blackout Fridays and a Black Friday. That's where you get absolutely leathered and just get whatever shit you want.
I don't know if I've done that. I've certainly sort of ordered things that are questionable.
Yeah.
I once ordered this top. I've never worn, and I will have to text you a picture of it because it's mad. And it's sort of a sheer pink top, like in pink netting, with a giant 3D diamante heart on the front. But it's about like 30 centimetres by 20 centimetres.
Oh.
Like I'm a Care Bear. Like it's awful. I would never wear it, ever. And it cost like a lot. It was like some independent person made it. I spent a lot of money on this thing. I've never worn it. I don't know what to do with it.
Oh, God. My story's not as glamorous as that, but I bought them pedal bins, you know, for a little bin, and they were, like, huge. It was like a body bag. I don't know. People must have thought I was, you know, going on a killing spree. But it was, but they were only meant to be the pedal bin.
Sorry, madam, you can't fly the plane just because you've had a couple of gins. Can you please get back in your seat? Thank you.
Is there any place in the world you've been that has been a bit of a letdown? And I'm not talking, we're not slagging people off here.
No, sure.
I always use this example. Amanda Holden went to Cyprus the first time she was courting a mini hurricane, hated it, came back a second time. I'm going to give it another try and broke a leg. And
she right, went, I'm
no
done with
Cyprus.
It.
Yeah, Cyprus, you've had two chances.
Yeah.
Yeah, is there been anywhere?
Where would I say? I mean, this could be controversial. I'm not a massive fan of Dubai.
That's fine.
I kind of thought winter sun.
Yeah.
And it seems like all that lot are going, you know, your Amanda Holdens and your Rochelle Humes. I might give that a little crack.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
No, that's fine.
It's not for
that's
me.
That's fine.
Because
no. I get that kind of thing, because I thought with Dubai, you know, it's got the anti-gay thing. And you do, you know, you say to people, oh, you know, it's disgusting, really, the way they treat gays and everything. And then people still go, they're going, well, I wanted some winter sun. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, there's a lot of problematic things with...
And I don't want to be one of those that goes, how dare you, and, like, get militant. But, I mean, you know, sometimes...
No, there's some systemic problems going on
yeah,
that I think
I'd
we can
say,
highlight,
yes,
quite
yes.
frankly. So, yeah, I like to go to a place where I can really get a sense of the culture of the place
yeah,
and whatever.
Dubai hasn't got culture.
Well, it's geared up for tourists, a lot of it. You know, it depends where you go. There'll be different spots all around. But I think a lot of it is you can go and get the best this kind of cuisine, the best this kind of cuisine.
Yeah.
It's a bit of fun for the kids or whatever. Mm. And I still feel very lucky that I even got to go on holiday, quite frankly, because I don't take that sort of thing for granted. Mm. But it didn't make my heart sing, Alan.
Didn't make my heart sing.
In comparison to some holidays where they've been a lot less sort of exotic or far flung, but they felt really amazing and really special.
Yeah. So do you like Italy and stuff like that?
I do love Italy. One of my favourite trips a few years ago was with the family to Finland. And
now tell me about Finland,
because dreamy,
really dreamy.
I loved it. There was something really nice about having a day that only lasted between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. because you can be very, very lazy and just go, right, I can go to bed at 5 and no one's going to complain because it gets dark so early. But it's cosy. It's beautiful. The people are lovely. We saw the Northern Lights, which I never expected I would see in my lifetime. And the kids got to see it. And it was...
Are they as amazing as
they are? They're not as green to the human eye as one would expect. So that's a bit like, oh, okay. It's more like a sort of light green, dancing, ethereal cloud. But the movement of it is spectacular. And it photographs really well. So photographically, you get that vibrant sort of lime green colour.
Why did you go to Finland again?
We went at Christmas time so we could meet Father Christmas.
Of course, because he lives near there.
And and we met some amazing elves, which was so gorgeous.
Oh
they were carrying little lanterns. They had rosy cheeks.
Oh.
They didn't speak. They just ushered you with a little hand gestures and you would walk through the
snowy
forests.
Be honest, had you been on the gin?
I weirdly had not been on... I think this all happened in real life. I think it all actually happened.
You had two gins. Next thing you know, you've got an elf luring you into a grotto.
Come with us, Fern. Come with us and have some mulled wine. Fern, come with us. We're going to show you where Santa lives. Come into our grotto. Come on. We are working.
It was spectacular from start to finish. Oh, we were only there for 4 days, but we packed so much in and I loved it.
Oh, that's nice.
You've got to go.
Listen, I love anywhere like that. And I went to, I did a gig in Tromso, and then it was the one time that the Northern Lights didn't come out, and I drove all the way there. No. And then, of course, I took photos. All these people just in this car park, and the photos just look like I'm dogging. It's just like there with a load of strangers in a car park just milling around. I was like, take a picture. Then I was like, I can't show anyone these pictures. Oh, Alan, please stop dogging. Do you go on holiday with any celebrities? Now, I always ask this, people go, celebrities, they're my friends, darling. But have you ever gone on holiday with a celeb? Maybe with work, have you gone away?
Well,
it's not. Do you remember when you that show you did with Craig David?
I was going to say that. Okay, so this was another documentary, Miami. Like the Paris Hilton one. Yeah, so we had a lot of fun filming in Miami. Mm. We had some nights out. We hung out in his amazing penthouse that he used to have out there.
Well, listen, I
Fab.
Was...
Did you go?
Yeah, and I go there, and then I'm like, why does that? Because he's got half the thing.
Half the thing.
I had the other half.
What?
I had the top balcony thing, and I went, this is coming back. And then I remembered watching the show, and
no
I went,
way.
Craig David. So I was sort of like, quite dangerous.
Did you get invited round?
No, I was shouting Craig David, but I mean, that's the last
thing. That's probably why you didn't get invited round.
Yeah. Why is there a seagull calling my name out? Say, Craig David! Of course, I'd had a few gins, so I'm thinking, I'm Mr. Friendly. The last thing you want is Alan Carr clinging onto your decking.
Well, I think he's very welcoming.
I'm sure he's lovely, but the last thing you want is sitting there and you hear, Craig David!
Oh, I would have had you round. I mean, it is a phenomenal space. I don't think he owns it anymore, but no. We did the documentary there. And then I went one New Year with a group of friends, one of my best mates, Kai, and we ended up, I think it was New Year's Eve, we went to a party at his in his flat.
Oh.
And it was peculiar and amazing and, you know, just sort of an abundance of little vol-au-vents and everything looks kind of perfect and amazing and... It's all very sort of clean and sparkly in there.
Well, that's
and
Miami, though, isn't it?
I guess it is. I guess that is a lot of Miami, yeah.
I like the Art Deco there, don't you?
Oh, the Art Deco is gorgeous. Yeah, gorgeous. It's really houses. Good. I'll tell you another thing. This is really showy-offy now, but you've asked
go
a question.
It,
and it's storytelling, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it
so
is,
so another
love.
Quite fun trip was when we went to Rio on that trip. We went because Jesse's dad was touring out there doing the Rolling Stones gigs. And so we had a pretty amazing trip in Rio, sort of watching... One of the shows out there.
Wow.
And, you know.
Oh, but that's not showing off,
that's
love.
That's quite fun.
That's just lovely. That's amazing.
Oh, I've got one good story. This is a great story. So this was when Rex was a tiny baby. He was about 8 weeks old and we could just about fly with him at that point. And we went out to Los Angeles to see the Rolling Stones. And I had this specific memory of I was breastfeeding Rex by the pool. And all of a sudden, Jesse's dad comes down the stairs. And I remember he was wearing like a turquoise shirt, turquoise shorts, turquoise trainers. And it was quite an image. And he would brought along to the pool, Slash. And I was like, hi. Like literally breasts all hanging out.
Oh, no.
Breastfeeding a baby. I was like, cool, nice to meet you. I had met him before. I was too embarrassed to sort of say... This breastfeeding sort of lump sat here once interviewed you at Radio 1. So I just sort of bypassed that and was like, nice to meet you. And we had like a little hour drinking coffee by the pool with Slash.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
And I find it amazing to look back on because my life is not like that anymore. My life is very like Lulworth Cove doing a bit of crabbing.
Yeah.
but there were some really like fun bits back in the day like that.
Funny having your tits out in front of
Slash.
And it was breastfeeding.
My big milky tits. Oh, they were great. I miss those big milky tits.
Oh, I do too. Can I say that?
Oh, yeah, of course you can. They were so big and juicy and they've gone.
Yes,
they're
lovely.
Just deflated now.
Can you please put your big milky tits away, please, as Slash is coming down the aisle. Thank you.
Tell us about, I'm assuming you're a bit of a culture vulture. Will you do your research and go to...
I try to. I think you always want to try and find one little local thing, don't you? My thing is markets. I love a local market. big on markets.
Have you been to Istanbul?
I have been to Istanbul, but weirdly, I didn't do a market, which is a shame because it is the place of markets.
Well, there's that place that's like 40 football pitches altogether. Honestly, you could buy everything.
I didn't
there.
Make it there. I don't know how. I missed it.
Oh, you would have loved that market. I know. Mexico City, have you been there?
No, I haven't been to Mexico City. I need to go to there.
On your wish list?
That's on a wish list.
The markets there are amazing.
I love a market. I love a little local artisan-y type, locally person crafting something market.
Yeah.
Heaven.
All right, darling, apples and pears. Come get your apples and pears. Two for a fan, two for a pan. Lovely.
Yeah,
I will buy a little pair of sandals someone has made and they're charging too much for them. I will buy them. I want to go and buy all the little local things that look great on holiday and like shit when you get back to London.
Yeah,
I mean, you cannot wear a leather choker and Hessian shoes in London. It doesn't work.
You try fisherman's trousers walking around London with fishermen's.
They look great in Thailand. Great in Thailand.
Yeah, great. Oh my God, look fantastic here. Like, oh my God, Alan, are you homeless?
Oh my Alan.
But they're so good over there.
And they're comfy, but it doesn't work in London.
So many
holiday purchases do not work in a UK setting.
No, they don't. Well, I've said this before, but when I went to Argentina, and of course you've got they all do the tango, don't they, in the afternoons? And I said, I'm so going to learn the tango, and then you come back here, and who am I going to tango with?
Unless when are
I
you going to do
strictly,
it? Yeah,
no one, because there the man just went up to the old woman, and she told her, and they just tango.
She knew.
Who am I going to go? Like in Lidl, hello, love, do you want a tango?
I mean, it might brighten things up. It could be great.
Okay, you're 100 years old, sitting there, you've got the rug over your knees, you're in the wheelchair, where do you want to be? You've got all your faculties.
Yeah, I've got my gin.
Yeah, you got your gin.
Where do I want
you've
to be? You've got an elf.
An elf has made you the gin.
Got an elf. I think I would like to be in the UK.
Yeah.
But I would like to be in the countryside somewhere. I'd like to think I've cultivated quite an amazing vegetable patch by this point.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And that I'm, very much enjoying a bucolic setting in the UK. I think so. I mean, sometimes I have fantasies of I'd quite like to have a place in Ibiza one day and live out there till I'm an old lady.
Yeah.
But realistically, I think I really like the English countryside. Mm. And hopefully I'll still be with my family and they'll all be around me nearby, and that's more important than anything. Mm. So I think, just in the countryside somewhere. I'll be done with all the London craziness and I'll want just a nice, chilled out, vegetable patch-based, relaxed environment. Yes, I can see myself, I can picture myself. I'm very, very witchy looking. Very witchy.
You said that with Holly, didn't you, as well?
I can see it. It's so close, the future. It's full witch.
Full whip.
Yeah. And the face is not, the face is already morphing into the witch. We're going
so
witch.
This is a travel
a
podcast.
Witch.
Would you not go to Salem just in case you were
well,
burnt?
Well, perhaps that is a wise move. Perhaps.
You are not witchy at all.
No, witchy in a positive sense, a benevolent witch.
A benevolent witch.
With witchy goodness and some sort of cane. Lots of jewellery. There's lots of silvery jewellery and grey wavy hair going
floaty
ethereal clothing.
Oh
and
my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, a great witch. That's with vegetables.
Because one last thing as well with your podcast, I'm not into... I used to do a little bit of meditation and yoga and all that, but when you're abroad and you're lucky
easier.
Enough to stay, it's so lovely getting up and just doing... Oh, you say, I get it, but it's just over here,
it's
struggle.
Hard. No, it's hard. And things, we're busy. Life's mad. It's hard to fit it all in.
Yoga
I'm awful mat's at it.
It's disgusting. It's just disgusting. It's like... Oh, there was dog poo on it the other day, and I was trying to do the cobra?
Right.
And it was quite close to my face. I don't know how the dog got in there to do a shit on
it. No, they love, my cats love my yoga mat. They scratch all the surface of it off. They love it. They know. They know you don't want them on there.
Yeah. They know I hate yoga.
Exactly.
I'll do a shit. Yeah,
exactly.
There you go.
That'll help him
out.
Right,
we're just about to land.
Oh, fab.
Yeah, wonderful.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be soon arriving at Dumbledore. Can you please make sure your table is erect and you have your seatbelt on? Thank you so much for flying, Alan Air. We will soon be arriving in Dumbledore.
quick fire round. Minty or mojito?
Mojito.
First aid kit or first aid shit? I think you
first
sort of
aid asked that.
Like, well, do you bother with?
Oh, would I bother?
Do you bother with insurance?
I was thinking, how do you do a poo? I know, that's related to.
I'm only doing it because it just rhymes.
I first aid. No, I should be more responsible. First aid kit. That needs to be something that happens.
You do have insurance, though, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Oh, yeah.
Reckless. Amazon Prime or Amazon Hike?
Oh, Amazon Hike.
Yes.
I love a hike. I'd love to go to the Amazon.
Turn left or right on the plane? You can say left.
You know what? I've done both. I've done both all over. It's a safe space. I've done both all over the years. Yeah. I'm actually not. If it's short haul, I'll definitely turn right. I'm not spending loads of money.
No, that is a waste. Because all you get is like a little serviette on the back of your
thing. Not bothered.
No.
If you're getting pyjamas, I might go left.
Yeah.
Free pyjamas.
Yeah. tip 'em or fuck 'em.
Oh, tip 'em.
Yeah, you always
tip.
Of course. Okay, that's lovely.
Always.
Oh, thank you so much, Fern.
Thank
you. Have you enjoyed flying, Alan Air?
It has been the greatest, quickest flight I've ever had.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for flying, Alan Air.
Oh, thank you, Fern. That was absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much. And please check out Fern's podcast, Happy Place. She has the best guests on and really insightful chats. So if you haven't checked it out, do it now. And also don't forget to pre-order Fern's book, Bigger Than Us, which is out in January. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye. Remember, life's a beach. Bye. Ciao, Bella.